Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Livestock market economist Darrell Peel with us. We're talking headwinds in the cattle business in just a moment.
Farmers, throw a big curveball at wheat diseases they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance, acid soil tolerance, and excellent grazability. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Check out OKGenetics.com.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at OKCattlemen.org.
It's a challenging atmosphere that beef cattle producers find themselves in mid-year 2022. Extension Livestock Market Economist Darrell Peel with us again today. And Darrell, what about better cattle prices, Darrell? Are we going to see those in third, fourth quarter of this year?
Well, we're going to continue to see, you know, the general trend we have. You know, there's obviously competing forces at work here. These supply fundamentals are going to get more supportive as we go through the year. That would tend to push them up. Obviously, on the other hand, you know, we've got consumer issues on the demand side, inflationary impacts that may limit beef demand more so in the future than it has thus far. So I think we have to kind of wait and see. The bottom line is I don't expect the cattle prices to go down, and they certainly have the potential to go higher if some of these other moving parts will kind of line up for us.
We used to kind of say, well, we got higher cattle prices. That makes it, more profitable to be in the business. But that's no guarantee now with these higher input costs, including feed.
Absolutely. I think, you know, profitability is very much a question mark for many producers. The input cost increases in many cases are moving faster than the cattle prices have moved up at this point in time. Now, I think at some point in time, as these numbers do tighten up and sort of all of the supply fundamentals get lined up and kind of all get on the same page, then we're going to have a little more concerted push for higher cattle prices. Not sure that happens in 2022. It should start to build as we move into 2023.
Do we need to be a little concerned regarding beef demand? I know that, you know, we've seen some softening because of these high prices that consumers are having to deal with right now.
Well, beef demand is kind of moderated. I think it's, you know, there's not a lot of real loss of beef demand. I think it's being moderated right now. For one thing, there's no cheap protein alternative. Pork and poultry prices are high. That's helping to support beef prices. But if you look at, you know, within the beef market and some of the cuts and the seasonal patterns, it's pretty clear that there are some impacts here that are kind of moderating beef demand. I wouldn't say that it's weakened a great deal, but I think it's very, you know, sort of suspect at this point and could turn into a bigger issue depending on what happens really from the general economy standpoint.
I guess that would include the stock market, oil prices, all of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The overall macroeconomic thing, obviously there's a lot of recession talk now, and clearly there's some, you know, there's some potential for a recession to develop. And so, you know, it beef demand comes down to, you know, consumer willingness and ability to pay. And the threat right now would be on the recession side, would be on the ability. If we see unemployment turn around and go the other way, start to go back up and continue this inflationary environment, all of those things are going to have, you know, certainly limit beef demand and may have a bigger negative impact at some point in time.
You obviously get out, do a lot of public appearances. You talk to a lot of cattle producers through interviews like this one. What's the message to these producers right now? How do they handle all these things that have been thrown at them?
You know, it is tough right now because there are so many moving parts. This is a very complex industry always, but you know, it's not often that we have so many of the parts moving at one time, and that's a real challenge. I think producers right now are very much kind of on the defensive. Maybe hunkered down is a better word. I don't know that you know, again, they're having to be very careful. They need to be very careful, obviously, in terms of cost management, trying to protect some potential for profitability, and just proceeding with a lot of caution as we go forward to sort of see how some of this stuff plays out. The industry fundamentals are actually, you know, looking pretty good and will look even better as we go forward from this number standpoint and all that. It's really the external factors, those cost and macroeconomic factors that are outside the industry, and those are the ones we're going to have to watch going forward.
Daryl Peel saying being a rancher these days is a challenge. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Week in the Rockies coming up July 11th through the 15th. It'll be broadcast live from Little America Hotel in Cheyenne, Wyoming on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will happen each day at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. 206,000 head will sell that week, over 34,000 weaned calves, and 106,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.